This is Brannon House Live.
Whether the issue is law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, religion, government, or national security, Brannon brings the issues of the day into clear focus through the lens of a Judeo-Christian worldview. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening and welcome to Brannon House Live. My guest tonight is going to be a retired military officer, and we're not going to use his name. He's going to be anonymous due to the retribution that has been coming against military officers, and some of them have seen the wiping out of their retirement account. And so at this time, this military officer will remain anonymous. He will join us to talk about Afghanistan, what is happening there, the tragedy there, with now 12 American soldiers killed, 11 Marines, and one Navy corpsman, a medic. And then we will also talk with him about what is going on in regards to the COVID shot, the quote, vaccine, end quote, the death shot being forced onto America's military. What will that do to our military? I think we know a little bit from our conversation last night with Karen Kingston, the former Pfizer employee. But then we'll be joined later by Roger Stone. Roger Stone reached out to me today with a statement, a press release that he has released. Apparently, they are not happy with just destroying Roger Stone's life. They must continue to go after Roger Stone and others, particularly now when it comes to the Pelosi witch hunt related to January 6th, despite the Reuters article that the FBI finds scant evidence that there was any kind of coordinated effort to bring about subversion or the overthrow of the U.S. government or attack the Capitol, however you want to describe it. And it's been described in all kinds of stupid ways. But there is no evidence that there was a coordinated effort by any on the right, any Trump supporters, or any of the well-known names that they continue to attack. Roger Stone will join us. Then we'll be joined by Annie Cyrus with an update on Afghanistan, some heartbreaking video footage of Afghan mothers passing their children, their babies, their infants, their toddlers, off to American servicemen so that they don't come under the rule of the Taliban. We'll then hear from Joe Kent, who is running for Congress in Washington State, who was a Green Beret, did several tours overseas. In fact, his wife was killed by ISIS. Joe Kent will join us, scheduled now around 8:50 p.m. Central Time. If you didn't have the chance to watch the hour that I did tonight with General Michael Flynn as I hosted with him the Lindell Report, Mike traveling for business tonight, then I urge you later when it's posted or replayed to make sure you watch that entire hour, because the Biden administration is now poised to blame this entire catastrophe, this international embarrassment and sign of weakness of the U.S. government by the Biden regime. They are intent on blaming it on Donald Trump and the military. They are intent on hanging it around the neck of General McKinsey. That was who Biden continued to cite. McKinsey, as we played the clip during the first hour from a Department of Defense briefing today, said that they were relying on the Taliban to provide security around the airport and to clear and block roads. You've got to be kidding me. We're relying upon a terrorist organization to partner with the United States military for security. What on earth is going on? And then all of a sudden, the appearance of a new group. If it wasn't hard enough to keep track of ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah out of Iran, Muslim Brotherhood, and the list could go on and on. Now we have a new one. Voila, ISIS-K. Well, I know what Special K is, but I sure as heck don't know what ISIS-K is. And I don't think a lot of people do, because I think they just pulled it out of their ear, to be polite. What on earth is ISIS-K? Somehow, I guess, to let you think this is different than normal ISIS. And now we're to believe that ISIS-K is the arch enemy, says Biden, of the Taliban. Well, Islam is Islam as Islam. And I don't care if they're Sunni or they're Shiite. When it comes to destroying the great Satan America or the little Satan Israel, let me tell you, buddy, they are united. The Taliban arch enemy is not ISIS-K. But as General Flynn warned in the previous hour, do not be fooled by this trick of ISIS-K. But you have now heard Biden telling you that we're relying on ISIS, the Taliban to help us. We heard this same thing from General McKenzie out of the Department of Defense briefing and the Pentagon today as well. Shocking, but more than shocking, it is absolutely dangerous. Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea are all watching as America crumbles because we are not any longer a nation or a military to be feared. We're taking orders from a bunch of Taliban raghead terrorists. And that's the way it is tonight. Joining me now is this anonymous military retired officer for commentary. Welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Would you like to comment on my commentary?
Brandon, thanks for having me. It's a very sad state of affairs on all fronts. It's amazing as you just consider what the current president has done and said on the news. He is lying routinely. Or he is being very intentionally, extremely misinformed. And I just have to look and consider that he has already done more in his 6 months to warrant impeachment and removal from office than anything they even considered to claim Trump was up to and that he wasn't. But Biden is actually doing it and getting away with it without a word from any of our elected officials. So you have to wonder, are we still a government of the people, by the people, for the people? Where's our representation? I don't see it.
Tell me about the situation in Afghanistan tonight. And what are your thoughts on this new creation of ISIS-K and that ISIS-K is now the arch enemy of the Taliban, as Biden has said?
Yeah, I'd like to kind of maybe take that first. This creation of these false enemies, they are all united. And we know, if anyone has any clue of what true Islam teaches, you're allowed to lie and cheat and misinform your enemy if it supports your cause, particularly jihad. And so for them to hand off the bad guy role and playing good cop, bad cop when they're both on the same side is nothing new and perfectly acceptable. So for the Taliban to allow ISIS, they're all the same. You've had guests on already explaining that from Osama Dakdak and Sharam Hadian, very clear of their origins and their linkages. So for them to use each other in order to allow this propaganda in the U.S. by our own government to American people, they've got to be very pleased with the outcomes here in order to make it look like the Taliban aren't the bad guys here when they indeed are. Now, as far as what's going on in Afghanistan, I was in theater not very long ago and not physically in Afghanistan, but certainly supporting operations there. The reality that folks need to understand is a couple things. With any military operation, whether it's an attack type operation, offensive, defensive operation, or a evacuation operation or withdrawal from an area, all of these things are planned out. We don't do things without an awful lot of planning, sometimes days, weeks, or months, or even longer of planning how we're going to execute a particular mission. And I can guarantee you that's exactly what happened with the intentional withdrawal from Afghanistan. And in that, there's several key things that folks should be aware of. One is MISO, M-I-S-O, Military Intelligence Supportive Operations. And that involves the entire intelligence apparatus to inform the decision makers, the briefers, the planners of the environment, previous, current, and intended or expected future, and to inform planning and decision making. So that's one key factor. And I can promise you, everything that's happening right now is not a surprise. This was already expected, looked at, considered, acknowledged, and known. So when you hear certain individuals say that this was something that no one could have expected or that no intelligence informed them of such a situation, that is a blatant, bold-faced, outright lie. I can give you my word on that. The other key thing is NEO, N-E-O, and that's non-combatant evacuation operations. In a military drawdown situation where we are in a control situation, we are controlling the battlefield, we're controlling the situation, the political situation, and maintaining order, even despite much of the combat operations that were still ongoing in Afghanistan, we largely controlled the situation there on the ground and in the air. We have obviously lost all that control because we did something that is one of the first things we know not to do, and that is withdraw all of your military before non-combatants are evacuated. And this is also part of the planning to consider who are the non-combatants, particularly people of your own country, your own citizens, whether they're there in a operational role, a support role, a contractor role, or any other, that we know that they're there, that they have to get visas or they're on orders in some way, shape, or form. And so to withdraw all of your capability to protect them before removing them, that's either the most insane level of incompetence, or a more likely scenario is they were left as sheep for the slaughter intentionally as a sacrifice. For what reason and what gain is anyone's guess, but it is certainly not for the benefit of America or its interests in that region. Mm.
Why is it tonight that, now you are a retired military officer, why is it tonight that you are anonymous?
I'm anonymous for a couple reasons. It's very clear. Before I left the military, we went through the extremism training. I got the benefit of that. And I think it would be easy for any military member to say, yeah, we shouldn't have extremism in our military. And but that training taught us what that word meant. And we can see from an example of Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer, a Space Force officer who was relieved of command for a reason that he was considered unfit for duty because he had the gall and audacity of calling out concerns of Marxism in the military. If that's not extremism, I don't know what is. And I thought we fought wars and we had fellow brothers and sisters in arms lose their lives and pay the ultimate sacrifice in combat against the scourge of Marxism. It should be no surprise or no shock for a military member to raise concerns of Marxism. But for them to then be relieved of command because they're considered unfit for leadership should be shocking, to say the least. And in my opinion, that confirms that the only type of leader that would do such a thing to a fellow officer would be a Marxist. So in my opinion, that confirms the reality of Marxism in our military at the highest levels. It can remove a lieutenant colonel, an O5 in the Space Force, from his position. So if that can happen to him and place him in such a situation where he has had to exit the military and forfeit his retirement, he requested an early retirement, he was denied, then that tells me Marxists are capable of doing pretty much anything. And if anyone has bothered to consider history, and you can see what happened as military officers, what happened to them as communists took over, whether you look at China or Russia or Cuba, or you consider what happened in Iran as the Islamists took over, I'm concerned about the same thing happening to me and my family. So I want to get the word out. I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution. I don't consider that oath to be over once I've retired, but it puts me in a very difficult position. And I have to expect that retribution will be swift. And we do not see anybody on the right saying much more than a few words. I don't see them doing anything to step forward and protect any of us that are speaking truth and expressing valid and serious concerns about what's happening in our military. We're being left to our own devices, and our elected officials are doing nothing about it.
What do you make, before we get into the COVID passports and forcing the vaccine onto the military, have you watched much of the programming at frankspeech.com, lindelltv.com? And if so, in regards to your last comments, why is it you believe that frankspeech.com and lindelltv.com is or isn't important?
Yeah, I think, well, actually, you know, I have to finish the last thought too. I forgot to kind of finish the thought on the extremism training. When we receive it, we find out what they mean by extremism, and what they mean are people that are conservative, people that are constitutionalists, people who know that our form of government is a constitutional republic, and that the government is supposed to be a representative form, and that our government and our elected officials are not bequeathed with ultimate power to rule over us as subjects. And anyone that was involved in a January 6th peaceful protest of just calling on their elected officials to hear their voices, that those are extremists, and that we need to root them out of our military. And then they had the gall to even make us repeat our oath of office, which in my opinion was an absolute violation of that very oath. I simply refused to do it. So we now have basically an information operation occurring within our military to reprogram us as to who the enemy is. The enemy is not Marxism. The enemy are Americans that desire liberty and freedom based upon our founding documents. And that should shock every American right now. And we need to seriously consider who we have in our offices of leadership throughout the country. I think the vast majority of them should be removed immediately. And we need free and fair elections without machines, with real ballots. And another thought is, part of my military training was to attend SEER school. And SEER stands for Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape. The R there, resistance, is very important. What are we to resist? Well, we were taught to resist propaganda, to recognize it, to resist it, to avoid becoming tools of propaganda for use against our cause wherever we were, and to not give aid and comfort to the enemy. What this extremism training that every military member was subjected to was, in fact, propaganda of the worst kind. And many, not all military members have the benefit of going through SEER school, but I recognized it for what it was. And it was indeed propaganda. And every military member was subjected to it. And unfortunately, many are buying into it. They're not resisting it. They don't have the tools to resist it or even identify it or recognize it. So we're in dire straits. This is significant. And it's amazing how quickly things turned with the new administration coming on board to essentially radicalize our military against the population of America. That's to me stunning. I could no longer serve in such a situation, and so I'm glad to be out. But I have to say that unfortunately, I think my battle has just begun.
So, back to Frank's speech on Lindell TV. If we are involved in an information operation, then you know, as do I know, as do many of our viewers know, that the key to an information operation to oppose it is to offer the truth. If this is a psychop, a psychological operation, disinformation, information operation, information warfare, active measures, all the different names you can call it, brainwashing. The key then is to fight that with the truth. So I guess my question to you is, as an expert in this field, is one of the greatest things that we can do as Americans to turn more people onto programming like this so they can have their eyes opened and not fall for the lies and the brainwashing and the psychological manipulation?
So a key thing of our republic is to have a free and fair press. That's why the First Amendment becomes so important, to have the freedom to speak out even against the government. Here I am anonymous because I'm speaking out against the government. I am seriously concerned about reprisal and retribution. We do not have a free and fair press. They are not reporting on things. They are a wing of the arm. Pravda of Soviet era Russia would be proud. In fact, I'm sure they're jealous at what they're seeing in the American media. And I include Fox News in that entirely. So it is vital. I've laid down a pretty grim situation that we're in right now. So what can Americans do? You must be informed. You have to be informed. One of the few places you can be informed would be Worldview Weekend, would be Frank's Speech, Lindell TV. One of the very few locations where you can get information from experts that know what they're talking about, aren't being censored, aren't being blackballed, and aren't being shut down. So it's vital that you pay attention and that you share this far and wide, and have serious discussions anywhere you can with coworkers, family, friends, anyone that will even give you the time of day to listen. Unfortunately, many people out there are following social media, and they're censoring our own speech. They won't even let you speak. They will walk away, turn off, tune out, and won't hear it. But it's important to get informed, get the information, and share it, regardless of whether you have a receptive audience or not. And then the next thing you need to do is take this to action. I don't have much confidence in our elected officials. There are many out there that I would say appear very conservative. They seem to be saying all the right things, but they are doing nothing. I would give names, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, even Dan Crenshaw, as a former Navy SEAL, is saying all the wonderful things, but I don't see much action from him. And from the SEALs that I've known, these are men of action and not many words. He seems to be a man of lots of words and not much action. So I don't know what happened to him, but I see someone like Lauren Boebert, a petite young lady who is new to the government, and she is doing a lot more than Dan Crenshaw is even saying. So we need more people like that. So get involved in our elective process. We are the government. The government is not over us. We are the government. So don't buy the lie that we need to just sit down, shut up, and submit, because that is absolutely untrue. So get involved in the process. Write, call. You have to be the squeaky wheel, and there has to be a mass majority here. The silent majority has to be silent no more, because if we continue in this, the silent majority will be gagged, and then the silent majority will be buried, and that will happen very rapidly. So the silent majority needs to stop being silent.
And you're, again, a recently retired Navy military officer that has been trained in information operation and knows these things, has gone through SEER school. And what you're saying is even people in the military who have been trained aren't seeing the brainwashing. So even our own officials that are charged with protecting us and are supposedly trained to recognize it, they don't even recognize it. Is that what you're telling me?
Some are. Some have spoken out a little bit, have not been very vocal, but many have not. In private, they'll kind of grumble and complain, but all right, I just want to get back to my job. Especially if you're deployed overseas, particularly involved in combat operations, we're spending way too much time distractions, dealing with woke ideology and extremism training that is nothing more than propaganda and, detracting us from, the mission. Many want to just get back to the mission and leave that nonsense behind. They can't be bothered with it, but that, unfortunately, is taking too passive of a role in such a situation. This needs to be addressed and attacked head on. And unfortunately, there's not any leadership that is doing that.
Let me ask you in closing, before we go to Roger Stone, about the military forcing the quote vaccine end quote on the military. What will that do to our military? What will that do to conservative constitutionalists who want to take a promotion? In other words, I know a gentleman, I think you do as well, I know you do, we have a mutual friend, who does, first of all, the critical race theory was an issue for him, as well it should be, which is propaganda, training our forces in cultural Marxism. But this individual also, I think, didn't want to take the vax, and I don't blame him, I wouldn't take it. And so this individual turned down a rather prestigious promotion, one he'd worked for his whole life, and a constitutional, Christian, freedom-loving American, the kind of people we need in high command, he turned it down and retired instead of taking it over these issues, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, there's a number I've been hearing from more and more. I was speaking to one for over an hour today, another one last night, another one last week. I have a large number of friends that are can't get out quickly enough, and some that are concerned because they did just take promotions and now they're stuck for at least another 20 months. Others that are in a set of orders that they're at beyond 20 years. So these are senior officers, and I'm talking people that are in the 05, 06, 07 range. So that's, your commanders, captains, colonels, lieutenant colonels, generals, admirals. And they cannot get out fast enough, and they're very concerned. They do not want to receive this vaccine. They are informed, and they see no benefit of getting a vaccine that is regardless of what the FDA says, is experimental, unknown consequences against a virus that has a greater than 99% survival rate. The letter just came out today from the Secretary of Defense. It was dated yesterday, the 24th, and it's a memorandum for senior Pentagon leadership and commanders and combatant commands, and explaining the requirement and mandatory coronavirus disease 2019 vaccination of DoD service members. So, and a lot of my friends are trying to figure out how can they get out. They're either turning down promotions and or just stating that they're eligible for retirement and they're taking that retirement effective immediately or as soon as possible. And others are trying to determine what they're going to do, whether they're going to resign their commission, which would cause them to give up their 20 plus years of service and not receive any benefits whatsoever. And others are trying to figure out if they're just going to be administratively separated or take court martial. Mm-hmm. And that's the decision that we have, military members that actually care about the Constitution and think that their oath means something. Many are not thinking very critically. And they ask me, again, we've talked about what do we do about so many of these fellow service members that are just taking the vaccine. And we talk to them like, why'd you do it? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Just because many of them were pressured into it or they just didn't think about it. And they thought, well, certainly they wouldn't tell me to do something that would harm me, would they? Well, go look up Gulf War Syndrome and ask yourself that question again. So it is dire. The good guys that really care about their oath of office or think critically and are true leaders are leading themselves out of the military because they're finding themselves in a hostile environment in which they can no longer serve.
Any closing comment before we let you go?
I would just encourage people, this is dire. This is very serious. You know, I do not watch any other entertainment TV. And if you're doing that, you've got to ask yourself, what is it your life about? Because there's no time for this kind of, for any entertainment. We need to take this seriously. Spend time, do the research. If you want to be entertained, watch Frank's speech. Or Lindell TV. This is not a paid promotion. This is the one few locations where you can get legitimate, true information from people who know what they're talking about, and then be informed and do everything you can to reach your elected officials at any level, city, state, federal, and we must get them into action. They're saying a lot of words, but they're doing nothing. And those on the left that desire to destroy this country from the president down are doing so at record speed, and they are being very effective. They are doing and accomplishing a lot. Those who care about this country don't seem to be able to do anything. So wake up and do something.
Thank you for coming forward tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.